It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Sandra Bernhard is a cutting-edge actor, comedian, chanteuse, and author who has been challenging fans and critics with memorable shows since she got her start at L.A.'s Comedy Store in the 70s. She's coming to Pittsburgh this Saturday, April 27th, to perform at the Byam Theater as part of the Andy Warhol Off the Wall series. Her show is called I Love Being Me, Don't You? And features music and comedy. She joins us now from New York. Sandra Bernhard, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
What does it mean to be a part of the Warhol Off the Wall series? What does that mean to you?
Well, it means that there's a certain standard that I like to uphold in my career, doing things that are challenging and original and irreverent, in keeping with, you know, the ethos of Andy Warhol and everything he stood for. So I think it's an exciting place for me to be.
Are you a big Andy Warhol fan?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I got to meet him once. He came to one of my shows in New York in the 80s. And, of course, he didn't say much, but he didn't need to.
You've been called the queen of pop culture commentary. How would you describe the state of pop culture in 2013?
Dismal at best. I mean, of course, there's very talented people out there doing work, but I mean, you really have to like dig deep to find them. And I just feel that culture in general is very lazy and lacking in enthusiasm. I think people tap into the easiest and cheapest form of entertainment, whether it's reality TV or spending hours and hours on the internet and social media, which I think just, I think deadens people. I think you really have to be engaged in the world to be a constantly growing and evolving person. I think you have to be interested in art and literature and music and history. And I think that's a big order for most people to fill these days. They just don't seem to care anymore.
How did you develop your interest in art and in expressing yourself through so many different means, but especially through comedy?
Well, it was just kind of a natural outlet for me growing up. I have three older brothers. You know, I got a lot of attention, and I'm just a natural performer. I don't think there's any way you can really describe that when it's in your DNA, but it's something I love doing, and I love getting the reaction, and I love engaging people since I was very little. So it's kind of just second nature for me.
So you knew early on that you wanted to be a stand-up comic?
Well, I knew I wanted to be a performer. Mm-hmm. You know, it was never stand-up comedy per se. I always wanted to merge all the worlds and do kind of a postmodern Broadway musical by myself.
So how did you get into stand-up?
Well, you know, when I moved to L.A. in 1974, I met up with a lot of people who thought I was funny, even though I was kind of going in a more rock and roll musical direction. And they said, oh, you know, you can combine all those worlds, you know, just start getting up and doing stand-up. And I was like, okay. I had such a refreshing, you know, unique point of view that wasn't self-deprecating because, you know, all the women at that time, although many of them were brilliant, it was all about my husband doesn't want to have sex with me and I'm ugly and I'm this and I'm that. And I just was postmodern and I felt good about myself. And even if I didn't, I didn't let people know that because I thought it was an important feminist statement to just rise above that sort of cliche.
I understand that you do all of your own writing.
I've done most of it throughout my career. I have collaborated at different points in my career. My friend John Boscovich, who was a conceptual artist who had gone to CalArts, and he brought a lot of his take on pop culture back in the 80s when I worked with him. And occasionally now I have friends who I'll be in mid-conversation and we'll say something funny, or my girlfriend who's a writer will come up with a funny idea and I'll jot it down. But I would say 95% of what I do on stage is has been written by myself, for sure.
And it doesn't sound like it could really be any other way.
Yeah, well, that's why it has to be, if I'm collaborating, it has to be with somebody who really understands me and who we have a real kind of simpatico and laugh about the same things and feel disheartened by the same things.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. My guest is Sandra Bernhard. It's been 30 years since the release of the truly classic film, The King of Comedy, in which you star with Jerry Lewis and Robert De Niro as a crazed fan who conspires to kidnap a late-night TV talk show host, played by Jerry Lewis. What was it like to land that part?
Well, it's funny you bring that up because I've been talking about it nonstop. It's actually been restored and is closing the Tribeca Film Festival the same night I'm in Pittsburgh. So it was a little bit upsetting because I wanted to like switch up my date in Pittsburgh and do both, but I couldn't get out of the date. So I won't be able to be at the big relaunch of the film. So I've been talking a lot about it to the press, and it was an amazing experience. They met with many, many actresses, from people like Meryl Streep and Deborah Winger and Ellen Barkin on down to, you know, people who were doing stand-up comedy. And I kind of came in at the last minute. They still hadn't found the person that worked for them. And it's pretty unusual because I think most of the times these days a role is usually cast by the time it's talked about in the public. And so to have that opportunity to go in out of all the people and show what I was capable of as an actress and actually get the role was a real long shot. And it was a life-changing experience for me. I was the person they went with, and I think that nobody has been disappointed from the day they cast me, including myself most of all.
Describe the experience of playing the crazy person opposite Jerry Lewis, you know, who's known for all these zany roles in the movies, and you're playing a character who's completely unbalanced and in a very dark, funny way, and he's essentially your straight man.
Well, I think it was a stranger experience for him than it was for me, because Jerry Lewis always cast women in his films that were his foils, and women that he could just stood by and made him look even wackier and sexier in those days. So to be tied up and, you know, at the other end of the table of a woman who was totally unhinged and funny, I think was probably a unique experience for him. And for me, it was just endless fun and excitement and craziness. Things were never the same again after I did that film. People, of course, to this day remember me in that role. And I think every actor has a seminal performance that people identify with. It gave me an immeasurable amount of confidence as a performer. I've said again and again, when you work with the best people and they give you that vote of confidence, there's sort of nothing you can't do. It's when you work with amateurs that you feel unsure of yourself. So I really learned a lot from working with Scorsese, De Niro, and Jerry Lewis. It was amazing.
Do you think there's another big role out there waiting for you?
I do. I feel like I'm kind of coming into my second big anticipation. You know, I think you have different cycles in your career. And I feel like there is some sort of a kind of dramatic meets funny role. I mean, it won't be King of Comedy, but it'll be a complex character like Masha was, that is appropriate for where I'm at in my life right now, that will, I think, kind of relaunch me as an actor in a similar way.
And meanwhile, what do your fans in Pittsburgh have to look forward to when they see Sandra Bernhard, I Love Being Me, don't you?
Well, definitely my inimitable mix of cabaret meets rock and roll, meets burlesque, meets stand-up, social commentary, stream of consciousness, eclectic music. It's very pared down. I'm coming with my my pianist, Jeremy Siskin, who's actually an internationally awarded jazz pianist. I'm lucky to get to work with him. So the music will be very unplugged and beautiful. And, you know, they get a real pastiche of everything that I do and do well. And it's a night of, I think, great entertainment, and that few people will come and provide for an audience these days. So, and then they can stay afterwards and they can purchase some of my wonderful merchandise. And I do a meet and greet and sign their T-shirts and their CDs. And they can take a picture with me and have an opportunity to meet one-on-one with me. So it's a whole evening of sophisticated fun.
Sandra Bernhard is coming to Pittsburgh this Saturday, April 27th, to perform at the Byam Theater as part of the Andy Warhol Off the Wall series. Again, her show is Sandra Bernhard, I Love Being Me, Don't You? And she has joined us here on Essential Pittsburgh. Sandra Bernhard, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for making the time.
Coming up, property rights in outer space when Essential Pittsburgh continues on 90.5 WESA.